I don't know what his job hunting situation is. Bob's been talking to him.
The other point is that 54 years of age, he is one of those who that well on leave.
Now,
it isn't Wyatt Rogers. Rogers, of course,
well, he slides back into his old firm, you know.
Rogers got $10 million.
Sure.
Client doesn't have any money,
though.
He won't be worth one damn thing.
No, that's right.
We don't play it like Johnson. Johnson gets a job for a while. He probably is through blackmail. I can't do that. I never will.
Well, I have a better reading tomorrow after Helen comes in. And I will...
Australia, if you could just remember that I just want to have the problem of Rose and the crap around.
Well, that's one of the reasons I slid in here, because I want you to be able to say to her, I know about it, and her just handling it, and so on. And,
well, they all say, I'm kind of saying, even if you come down to the Secret Service chambers, you know, I find they've worked out just as I expected. Duncan can't take the top of the details, he'd be jumping other people in the first career.
Yeah.
And Taylor has been in 22 years in the Secret Service.
Oh, I think he wants out anyway at this point.
But it's okay. Yeah. But Rose comes in and says, we understand all the concerns that you've got. We can't understand. We tried to get that control, but we can't get the impression of capacity of the whole the show in the van.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll handle it. But,
well,
if, let me say, if it is going to hit the van, I don't want Paul to talk to Rose about it. I don't want Pat to. I want you to.
Well, refer, if anybody raises a way, just refer them to me, and I'll try and keep on top of it and see if we can move this along.
I had the economic thing today.
Yep.
I just want to get there, run down on all the,
phase three and so
on. Yeah. Well, the prognosis is, I see, when Jesse Martin got that.
Yeah.
He was bad in, he's bad out.
Yeah.
He predicts what he wishes. He's always been wrong. That's the only thing that occurred to him. When you get to say this a little weird.
Well,
but I do want to know what the hell.
You're wise. Yeah, I think you're wise. I don't know if you've seen anything on Scoop Jackson, but Jackson began to play a line on the press yesterday, on Issues and Answers yesterday. That's kind of interesting.
The economy's going to go down.
They banged him on budget cuts. First of all, they laid a clever foundation with him. The interrogation was adroit because they got him on the defense budget. He said that's about right. And then they drew him out on your budget cuts, and he said, oh, those are bad, and we ought to full fund all those fine programs. And then they said, okay, how are you going to pay for this? Are you for a tax increase? And he said, oh, no, the economy's got to grow, and the economy's all screwed up, and it isn't going to grow, and that's the whole problem. If the economy would just grow, and William McChesney Martin says that they've made a lot of mistakes now, and so on and so forth. So he's taking what I think is probably the most adroit line in this whole budget thing that I've heard. And he's beginning to pick up Arthur Oaken and different ones. And
they would have the economy grow how?
Well, he didn't get to that.
I don't know.
But what he's doing is using the negatives that Martin and others are feeding in and criticizing the growth of the economy and saying, if the economy would grow, they would do the right thing. Then we could afford guns and money. Then we wouldn't have to have a tax increase. Up at U.S. News this morning, and they got me on that, too. Their economic guy was talking about unemployment and was very much down on this. So I think we've got to start a little counterattack going here on the business of the economy and what our
unemployment, even in spite of the new figures.
Well, they're talking about, see, our projections show are coming into full employment. Coming into balance, and they question that. And in the light of the market falling off and current economic uncertainties and so on, do we still really think that we're going to achieve that and so on and so forth? So I think we've got to get out with an assertive, positive economic line. These fellows this afternoon can be encouraged, I think, to do that. It's early in the problem, but I think we've got to watch it.
Here's where you miss Conley.
That's right. It's the third. Yeah,
I'll say.
Loud, clear, simple message.
George
keeps banging away on phase three, but do you see the market falling? That's just lack of confidence is all that is.
Do you think it has to do with all phase three, or does it have to do with our firms and the credit crunch?
Some, I'm sure it does. And they banged the banks, as you noticed, Sunday.
Yes.
We'll see what kind of effect that has. But I think it's just that the damn businessmen love controls. And you take the controls off, and they get all leery and concerned and unconfident or whatever the word is.
Another thing, John, you have to realize, despite all their beating about businessmen like war,
sure they do. That peace is an uncertain time.
Goddamn right.
Yep.
But the war, I anticipated this one. I remember all of us running the storm right now. I mean, if the peace businesses, I don't shoot the market. I said, you know, forget it. It's not going to knock it down.
Sure.
And it did.
Yep.
And the reason is just as plain as a nose in your face. They know that gone. They don't want a tax increase. Curiously enough, they don't like budget cuts either. They like an expansive.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right.
A little floor under things.
But I've got to, I just think we ought to hear these economic guys talk and have them go back to the drawing boards and question whether we're really trying.
Mm-hmm.
You feel we've done the right things getting rid of phase two?
I don't know. I don't have a feel for that at all. I just don't understand the elements of that.
Were you sad to listen to that?
Not a lot. I've been kind of out of that. I was getting pretty comfortable with those controls. And I wasn't really in on the operational problem, so I don't know how badly the deterioration
of the edges was. Price for the wage remission today.
Yeah. Could be. Could be. I just don't know the answer to your question. I think if we clobber some guys, we bang them hard, we bear down on the banks, catch some guys that are going over the guidelines and just read them out, that'll tend to bring some confidence back into this thing.
Get the impression that I don't think we should ever get the impression because confidence recedes for 2 or 3 weeks and so forth, or 4 weeks, that we, the world's hope.
Oh, yes.
We have been through
a lot of that.
The whole of 72, how many times have you heard up and down? Confidence,
yep.
That's the verge.
Sure, up and down.
There's confidence, Mr. Brosman, there's confidence.
Yeah.
And then anybody in the war, so go into the war, go
yep.
to Arthur, go into the war. That was never.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not being chicken little about this, but I do think we've got a PR job. We got a big PR job to do on this whole area, and it crops up all over the place. So I think it's well
received. The business people, basically, despite all their talk about free enterprise and the rest, are leaning on government, and they like the paternalism and all the rest. That's what the G-Fan sounds to. They want government to fight their wage battles. They don't want to fight them.
They're the children of the 60s.
And so that's really what we're up against there. The main point is, on this now. Let me say that I'm certainly hopeful that I can embrace them on this as Jesse Martin's. His thing, I think, is more of a sour grapes kind of. Anybody contributed to the 69. that doesn't affect this thing that much. But the fact that the dollar weakened in the European markets, Conley was almost sure about that. He thought about that. What they think is going to happen.
George is asking to see you tomorrow about tax reform. And this
one. I talked to George. I talked about tax reform.
No, I know.
I talked about trade, which I think, which is all right. I don't know about that, but I agree with Rusty. I told him I could not take a trade bill unless we had a lot of dirt. And I said, I want to see what you got there.
Well,
he's going to talk around.
He's got to start seeing Mills and other people.
I told him to go ahead.
And he should also be talking to him on tax.
Right.
And I've held him so far to just the two reforms, the parochial school and the elderly real estate.
Right.
But there's a whole list of stuff that House Ways and Means wants to get into. And we've got to have administration positions on stuff like depletion allowance and that sort of thing. So he wants to come in and get some general guidance from you on your reaction to certain sets of problems. Now, the reason he picked tomorrow was that he was under the impression that you were going west on Wednesday. If you're not going, why, we can set this off to another time.
Well, I just don't want to sit and talk with him alone.
No, I understand.
Already think it was gospel.
Well,
I'm not ready to do it, but I got to hear at least what the other point of view is if there is one.
All right. I have spent quite a bit
of
time.
The training thing, I didn't need to.
I understand.
I know what I feel about.
Well, if you like, we can have a kind of a warm-up session on tax, or I can give you a paper that outlines the kinds of stuff that he'll be presenting. He's got a whole.
Stein be on this?
You ought to hear what Stein has in mind on this. Yes, he's got, for instance, what he calls a.
Isn't this something where George Stein?
No, I don't think Ash has been in it. I think that Herb would probably bring you the other another point of view that would be good to have. You get into such things as the rejiggering of the whole capital gain structure toward more equity, so-called. You get into such things as a new approach to deductions, blanket deductions, to put more emphasis on housing, in other words, a higher housing subsidy, where really your call is basically a policy call rather than to get into the nuts and bolts of the whole
thing.
Housing,
you were already listening. You're developing an answer to these mayors, aren't you?
Yes.
Doing the whole of this Brown and all the rest.
I'm gonna brief on Thursday on that.
You think you can? I don't want to say where I was talking to you. You think that's soon enough?
I think so. See, it isn't so much the mayors looking at the hole in New York. We're going to have other mayors answer them. Because that's just a small group of Democrats. They're going to say, these guys don't speak for the mayors of the country. This is Lindsay trying to politicize our little committee here. So
will they say that?
Yeah, they're being programmed right now. Ken's got three or four of them around the country that are going to do that right away.
But I forgot. I don't know what this housing decision and so forth. It may come up in the leaders' meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, and in the talker for this afternoon, I suggest that you quiz Lynn on this because he's been working on it. It would be a good topic of conversation for this afternoon. And what we've got, of course, is a moratorium on commitment, new commitments. There's $3.5 billion in the pipeline, and so there'd be no slowdown in construction.
And when he shows the whole
pure bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pure, total, absolute crap.
Well, in other words, we are not knocking off projects.
No, sir.
Still.
No, sir.
We of course should do that. I didn't think we had, because
this is all
that's like the Eisenhower's orders on dams and so forth. He put a freeze in and it cost us millions, hundreds of millions more by doing it.
That's right.
You know, if something's underway, you mention.
We are honoring every commitment. Now, there's a little gray area as to what is a commitment, but that is a 0.1% of the total.
Somebody ought to slap us.
Well, that's what the mayors are going to do, and if they don't do it, why, we can do it from here.
The question they all say when they talk about what we did for the... Could you get me up before the leaders meeting tomorrow? Just one paragraph. You read thing about it. You said we had a 400% increase for...
Yeah,
the,
sure.
200% increase for the elderly. I want to know what we got for the old, for the elderly, for the disabled and so forth. 300% increase for veterans. Whatever the hell it is.
Sure.
Over there. And for housing, thanks. 200% increase and so forth.
All right.
Another thing, I mean, I didn't pour that into the leaders of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
John, I want to be sure that we go forward and push findings further forward on that capital punishment provision. You know,
all right.
Mandatory, well, I'm not sure of mandatory sentences, but at least the hard line on that thing. The American Funds and the Americans and the Malta, that seems to be the major issue. The major issue at all for that veterans. Just the Spanish.
All right.
A major issue.
It's an interesting wrinkle. Yeah, very interesting wrinkle. And much better than the kind of baloney that Albert's been throwing around and some of these other guys. Much more thoughtful.
It's very simple. As you say, we are counting on a huge production. And that's
the president's strategy, is to have great economic growth, but at the same time, a tax increase frustrates that kind of growth. Can't be done with mirrors. You gotta have the dollars. Well, on housing, you want something to talk to Lynn and these other fellows about, and that's a pretty good one. What sort of reaction
is
getting?
Yeah,
how you coming?
It's sort of a meeting. There's a naked thing there.
Oh, sure.
What I mean is just there, but they
well. I explained to them that from time to time you'd be meeting with them. This is the first meeting, and it's a kind of a get acquainted session. Yeah, you could just go, you know, kind of draw Weinberger's out. He hasn't had a chance to even get into his department, much less his new role, because of his confirmation problems. But today or tomorrow, I think he'd be confirmed. But I think you could talk to Lynn about his plans for developing new housing programs, and you could talk to Butts. I forgot what I've got in there. I've got something in the talker for Butts. I can't remember. But anyway, I've got one point that you might want to raise with him that's of current interest in the natural resources area that he ought to be getting into. He is tending to be much more parochial as we thought he would be. And he's still bogged down in farm legislation and all that kind of stuff. And we got to continually wean him away and get him back to the natural resources stuff. He's letting loose in the department slowly. And not fast enough.
Well, that's true. We know we need to put more in.
Oh, I know what it was. You could ask him his advice on whether or not the Department of Agriculture should be folded into the new Department of Natural Resources. Remember, we left it out for election purposes. It would be interesting to get him thinking in those kinds of terms as to what the hell we do with it when we send our reorganization bill up.
Well, with him in charge, I think we could.
Yep, I think so, but it'd be interesting to get a little chatter going back and forth on that. Something that you have to decide today.
Well, that is what I have. Well, We have just to be striking on this issue, and it's good that we have at a time that the Congress is terribly frustrated.
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
They don't know what the hell to do with themselves, and they're screwed up. And of course, one thing that frustrated them even more, even our hawks, not the hawks, but even our reasonable people, was the success of them on the war. Here, you know, they were screwing around.
Yeah.
Because even though they were out of that bill, it's whack.
Now they got all hard choices.
And you agree?
Very frustrating for them.
Hard choices, yeah.
I got an interesting reaction over the U.S. News this morning. I questioned, well, why does the president have these people invoke the executive privilege so much? And I said, sir, how many times has executive privilege been invoked in the last 4 years? He said, I don't know, but it must have been a lot of times. And I said, three. Three, is that all? I said, that's right. He said, can you document that? I said, yes, sir, we certainly can. He said, well, what were the three times? So they're just around the table. General amazement.
I wonder if we've got any comparisons to any other presidents.
Sure we have. You bet we have.
Could we do that? I'd like to have that for a president.
Sure. All right.
We don't have a little consomme. We can bring in a little consomme.
That'd be fun. Thank you, Noah.
What we have planned to do now is to, I still have an enormous amount of time I've got to spend on the four walls. I've got to get the preparations for SALT, the MDMR,
yep.
The European Security Conference, the whole man European situation, international trade, international monetary fees. That's about the role of your there will be less time, not as much even with all that, as the time we've had, because the war having been so prominent in our day, although keeping it's going to be a problem, and getting the Congress to approve some aid is going to be a problem. So I think we can do a good job.
That's one I'd like to talk to you about sometime. I can foresee a major problem. We're now saying that we got a tight budget and so on and so forth, and we can't have a tax increase. There's no give in the budget. And sure shooting, we're going to be coming up with some kind of aid to Vietnam here before too long. The effective date of that is going to be critical in terms of the credibility of our budget attack.
Well, let me say first, we have to do it.
Sure.
It was part of the deal.
No question.
And when I say part of the deal, I don't mean that. I think they sat down. Said how much, although they're, and we just talked about figures, but and certainly no bilateral reparations or anything like that, but a program of reconstruction for Southeast Asia is part of the U.S. And it's part of the, it's in our interest for the reason that it may, we believe, can.
Well, the dialectic that you developed to get around the apparent inconsistencies in the budget thing would be awfully important.
Yeah.
Think through exactly how to broach this.
How simple to put.
Yeah. As our 74 budget just shows nothing at all in it, and the boys duck these kinds of questions on the budget briefings, but when it begins to gel, we're going to have to figure out how in the world to make the explanation. Oh, excuse me, I got you off the...
I might have to required. I'd like to get as many of these
next one is next week, I believe, is can't tell you. No, it's this week. You're going to have to cut a little radio tape sometime this week. And then goes the end of the week.
I'd like to see the course.
Oh, sure.
I can do some editing.
Sure, I'd like to. Right.
Well, but I think what we really got to do is you've got to sit down with Bob and figure how the time best be used. The demands on time are extremely heavy.
Among peers,
if I could just say one other thing.
Yep.
Okay.
domestic things, where, as in this tax thing, let's say, George is going to come in as a special pleader. He's coming in to plead the Treasury case.
Right.
Rather than for you to react, let's have a therapy session where you sit and listen to the whole thing. And then you say, okay, George, I think I understand. Now, would you give me a decision paper on this so that I can think about it some, and I'll get it back to you as soon as I can. And if you will reduce every one of these therapy sessions to a decision paper, I can handle it from there on.
By a decision paper, does he know he has to clear it with some money left to him?
Well, it'll just naturally come to meetings when it comes in. Because we'll be doing that. That's the right
charge. He's insisting the president, though. I thought he said I had to.
Well, he does, but I see everything on the domestic side.
But
Henry sees everything on the foreign side, regardless of who it comes from. So I can short-circuit that and dispose of it without your having to come to grips with it, unless you have something that you flag that is of particular importance to you, and then I'll advise you of how I marked it before it goes back to anybody so that you can have a call on it if you wish. Otherwise, you can just throw it in the box and it'll be out of your budget. But if we get into a situation where I have to have a debate with George in your presence on something of this kind, we're in trouble. Or particularly with a cabinet officer. Then that's...
So you think I should see the cabinet officer alone?
No, it wouldn't matter under that arrangement. It wouldn't matter. I think there always ought to be a note taker of some kind.
We have a note taker, you should be.
Well, that's fine.
That's better.
That's fine, but I don't need to say it. Of course, me.
That's right.
And you can give reactions as we go along if you have any. But
as long as the thing is be very careful not to.
That's right.
Because my reaction may be
he'll take that as a marching order.
That's right. And also he's a very persuasive man, persistent, tenacious. And I can't be pushed into something. Now like he's persistent on the trade thing. But I pushed very, very, I think gonna cost you money to be good. There's no way that a trade company will be sure.
The thing on tax, if you can sit and if you don't understand something, ask a question, or if you want to appear to be following it that way, and then at the end say, okay, now there's some fundamental questions. I see what there are. I assume there's an option paper. If there is, I'd like to have it. Now, in the case of the tax thing, there is an option paper, which has already been sent in to you. It's a black notebook. And you say, okay, I've got your option paper. I've got your notebook. Let me make some notes on it. I want to run over it again. And I'll have something back to you in writing. That's all you need to do, and I'll take it from there.
He isn't ready to. He doesn't have to start talking taxes with these guys right now, is he?
Pretty soon, yeah. They start their hearings tomorrow, and they'll run 6 weeks. And we can dispose of it any time in the next week or 10 days.
Yeah.
The reason he pressed for tomorrow, as I say, was he thought you were going out of town. Solve it.
brilliantly in all of its interrelated facets.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get a thank you from anybody.
But it is now the big CBS crusade, the news magazine crusade. So,
yeah, the U.S. News was vitally interested. They spent 30 minutes on it this morning with me.
And you know what you get in the poll at the present time? About 2% probably. You just don't.
Yeah. I'll tell you where it comes in handy as an issue. I turned this whole U.S. News thing into a discussion of the costs of environmental protection. And demonstrating how people are going to have to pay more for clean air, pay more for clean water, and all this kind of thing. And centered the discussion on that. So you can use it as a springboard to get into issues that we care about talking about. But it is a hell of a challenge. It's the kind of thing that, for instance, Charlie DeBona is just tickled to death to come with us at a very big cut in pay because he's a professional analyst. He's an intellect, and he says, God, this is the most fantastic problem. He said, there just isn't any other problem I'd rather
sure, just for my own relations, so that I won't have to keep spending hours and hours and hours with you. But you bring Conley into it almost as a member of the team.
Okay.
And he just must be asked to sit in. You have a meeting on it, ask him to sit in to represent the private sector. Let him be the representative of the private company rather than be planning on the city, right? He's part of that complex. He expects to be called in. Otherwise, he'll come at me.
Yeah,
I don't have the time or the right to learn enough about it.
Well, we do like we did the other day. I saw him for a half an hour before he came down here, and I expect that.
But if you could have a meeting, is it Mr. Bona? Is he on board yet?
No, he will be in 20 seconds.
He's on board. I'd have a meeting with him, and I'd have Conley in or as an outsider. Participate in the meeting, so here's what we're going to consider. Could you do that?
Sure.
Could he be informed of that even sooner?